Many beautiful golden beings of light in their angelic bodies surround you now. They form a beautiful circle of light. Breathe the golden light deeply into your heart. And welcome these angelic beings of light to open your heart. As I come to ask you a question, dear one, how is your mind today? Is your mind still and you are seeing life in an easy way? Or is your mind so strong but not clear? Is your mind overpowering everything in your life here? And I ask this question of you, dear one, for only you know how you have lived your life, if you have been the intellectual one, and your mind has worked very hard here. Or whether you have been never really focused, never able to truly focus clearly in your mind, never truly knowing your way here. For happiness, dear one, is a manifestation of your heart and soul. Happiness does come, but only when the mind allows it, beloved. And if in your lifetime you have been the intellectual one, very focused in your mind, you have a powerful mind. And this is a wonderful gift, but only when your mind turns within can you truly attain happiness. When you have such a powerful mind, beloved. But if your mind has never felt fully clear, you have never really known your way here, the path to happiness is through cleansing your mind. So you can focus clearly, beloved. path to happiness is a simple one. And whether your mind needs cleansing or simply turning the focus inwardly, you must place your will into this . You must choose this. Dedicate some time and energy to this. For the truth is that when the mind is either so powerful or it is unclear, beloved, it is externally focused and can become very attached to your ego's wants and desires and judgments, and this creates all obstacles for you in your life to happiness, dear one. If there is a yearning in your heart to be living your life in a different way, it is your mind's attachments to the wants and desires and judgments, we say, that is creating the obstacles for you. The difficulties, the lack of flow. The headaches in your life. And only through a shift in your mind, whether cleansing or a turning inwardly, will shift that energy. For in truth, you have a great spirit, and all of your spiritual energy is challenging you resisting the natural flow of life and the universal energy that could be supporting you. For your spiritual energy is channeled through your mind. Where you place your thoughts, if there are attachments where you are over focusing, wanting, desiring far too much, beloved, and your heart energy is not participating, for your mind is blocking. Your soul's heart energy from accepting. Whatever is taking place presently in your life, beloved, when we are unhappy, we have lost our ability temporarily to accept, truly accept what is taking place in our life. True acceptance is the experience of emanating the heart energy out from the center of your chest around what it is that seems to be the obstacle, or who it is that seems to be in the way, or whatever it is that seems to be in the way of what we want to happen, beloved. When we are not accepting, wrapping your heart energy around something, it gets in the way. And the more our mind wants to move it, change it, adapt it, the more we focus our light on it, being in the way, the more it becomes rigid, beloved, and we stay stuck in this experience here. And what you truly want and will, if you do not bring your heart energy into it, if you purely try to create it with your will and mind, beloved, many obstacles take place. For there is a lack of acceptance, a lack of love, a lack of heart energy. Emanating into and around whatever it is you wish to change in your life, beloved. Change takes place when it is your intention and the light of your mind, the light, love, power of your heart, and the light within your hara, your will, all emanate out around something. But with this, there is acceptance in the moment of what it is. There is an acknowledgement of it. There is a loving acceptance. And this is a learning, beloved. And the more you want to change, the more you try to change something that you wish to, with just your mind and will, the more frustrating it can become, for you create the obstacles to stay, create yourself to feel stuck in this way, for change, true change, needs your heart energy. For your life to change in resonant with who you are now. For you have grown, you have new intentions now. You must let go of the past. This is the very first step. You must forgive yourself and anyone within it that you have felt held back by, and your spirit must forgive it. Your spirit must be willing to forgive and let go of the past to begin to move forward in life to happiness, beloved. When your spirit takes this responsibility and truly understands, it is not the fault of others here. This is your life, and this, when you truly acknowledge it, you have all your power, beloved. It is your responsibility to make the choices that lead to happiness, beloved. Following your wants and desires is merely not enough to be happy in the world. Your mind may make up its mind, but this is not enough for your mind can imagine that if you finally reach that goal that you have set for yourself, beloved, you will be happy there. But we say to you, you will take all the energy and issues with you that you have now, even if you arrive there, wherever that may be. For the one with the powerful mind, you already see where it will be. For the one with the unfocused mind, you do not know what it will be. You simply want it to be different, peaceful, happy. You may not know the goal, but you have wants and desires and judgments that are getting in the way. Just as anyone who is not yet happy, who has the powerful mind, beloved. It is these wants and desires, judgments that need to be looked at as you turn your eye within, beloved. For it is not that you cannot achieve some of these wants and desires, we say, but attaching to them is the blockage within you. Attaching creates the highest expectations and the greatest disappointments, anger, frustration to arise within you. If you are not yet happy, you understand what I am saying here. For your mind is chasing something, and you are not really present here in the now, fully accepting and choosing to accept your present situation fully. You are resisting your present situation, beloved. And it is your spirit that is resisting it. Your great spirit that is not liking it, that is rejecting it, that is closing your heart to it. A choice is all you need to make now. a choice, the first choice on the path of happiness, is simple, it is all about discovering what you are attached to here. It is one of the greatest spiritual practices, beloved. It is not a practice to fix everything in your life. It is a practice to balance your spirit, to bring happiness to your spirit, and this is necessary when your mind is so powerful or your mind is very unclear, unable to know your way ahead here. Cleansing the mind is of the greatest importance to anyone with the powerful mind that is very focused, for it still has some rigidity, attachment to the external reality, and has not yet turned within to connect fully with one's heart and soul, beloved. This is a self-discovery process. And it is just as important to cleanse the mind if it has not been able to focus clearly as you need it to know your way ahead here. And what does create these wants, desires to be too attached, your mind to be too attached to your wants and desires, your mind to be too judgmental, for you to be able to flow and accept matters in your life, beloved? Accept them instead of reject, resist. And it is simple. It is the lack of heart energy. Your ego is coming in and closing your heart, beloved, where you become judgmental or angry or upset. You become a different person all of a sudden. You become more desirous, more wanting, more upset that you are unable to move forward in your life. Either to your goal or just to have peace and feel good here. Feel your sense of belonging. Either to your goal, if you have that powerful mind, or either just to feeling grounded here in your sense of belonging, in peace, happiness, If you have had up until now the unfocused mind that is unable to know the way ahead, beloved. In all of this, though, when you make the second choice, the first to cleanse your mind, the second to detach from your wants and desires, offer God, your Holy Spirit, all of your judgments and wants and desires. Begin to let them go. Not in the way that means you can never experience some of this, beloved, but in the way so you can be happy in the moment here now in a different situation than the goal ahead. To make the choice to make a list of your judgments, your desires and wants, demands, and to offer them up, beloved. Hand them over, for they rest in your mind and they are driving your life and sometimes driving you a little crazy, for you are going round in circles and round in circles because they are creating your obstacles. And the more you will it, you want it in your mind, without the heart energy accepting in the moment how it is, wrapping your heart and enjoying some of what is in the moment, beloved. You are just creating the obstacles to grow larger. Especially if you have a powerful mind. You have been a powerful creator. But creating your happiness cannot take place without your heart energy. And your ego must surrender and let go. And you must befriend your ego. Make it a friend, beloved. So it may learn the unconscious nature in you that sometimes just overtakes your mind, closes your heart, and you cannot feel yourself. You are a different version of yourself. And in that different version, things do not work for you. Everything seems against you, beloved. Because your heart is not open here. But this can all change. Starting to make the choices, beloved. For the ego can easily trick you to keep focusing on the external, believing it is everyone else, it is everything else in the world, everything in your environment, others around you creating this for you. And this is an illusion. To think others are responsible for your reality, for what you feel, think, believe, choose, do. This is an illusion, beloved, and when you project that blame on everything else and everyone else, you give your power away. You lose your energy. And you create negative energy. And you do not mean to do this. The ego is simply wanting to have it its way. Simply trying every trick in the book to make it happen here. But you need to be in your heart energy for it to happen as you yearn for it to happen. And as soon as you activate your heart energy and your ego is not overtaking you, you begin to dissolve the obstacles. You begin to detach from everything you have attached so deeply to. Everything that is stuck in your life begins to open up again. Change begins to occur in the highest way. The more you put your heart energy into it, beloved, this is the key to happiness. Activating your heart energy is the third step. The third choice. You must do it daily. And this is the path to happiness, wrapping that heart energy around everything that is not working, creates it to change. Rejecting everything that is not working, getting mad about it, putting your mind and will into changing it simply does not work, beloved. See yourself in the future, enjoying your life. But you must let go to be happy. You must detach to be happy. You must open your heart to be happy. And you must forgive to be happy. Take this in deeply. And step by step, the angels, your presence, and the masters of light will stand by your side as you take these steps, but begin with making the new choices, beloved. Everything will unfold beautifully once you detach and accept and bring your heart energy into that which you wish. To happen, beloved. Blessed be. Your path, blessed be your heart, blessed be your mind, blessed be your soul, blessed be your body, Blessed be your spirit.